Singapore's Marina Bay Sands receives casino license renewal for 3 years. Singapore's Gambling Regulatory Authority, GRA, has confirmed the renewal of Marina Bay Sands' casino license for an additional 3 years, beginning April 26. The renewal comes as tourist officials expect a significant increase in arrivals over the next several years. The decision was based on an evaluation that found the Integrated Resort, IR, met all the necessary conditions outlined in the Casino Control Act. These conditions include the requirement that the licensee be a suitable entity to develop and maintain an IR to regularly attract tourism, meets current market demands and industry benchmarks, and contributes positively to the country's tourism sector. The Las Vegas Sands-owned Marina Bay Sands has become a landmark attraction in Singapore and has recently surpassed 500 million total visitors since it opened in 2010. The resort is recognized globally for its architectural design and luxury offerings, including hotel accommodations, a shopping mall, a convention center, restaurants, and entertainment venues. The casino license renewal reflects the government's confidence in Marina Bay Sands' role in boosting Singapore's tourism appeal and economic development. While Marina Bay Sands secured the full 3-year renewal, its competitor, Resorts World Sentosa, received only a 2-year extension in November. At the time, the GRA cited underwhelming tourism performance from Resorts World Sentosa during the evaluation period from January 2021 to December 2023 and noted several areas requiring significant improvement. Both casino operators within Singapore's integrated resort duopoly have committed to substantial investment projects aimed at expanding and enhancing their facilities. Las Vegas Sands announced in October that it intends to invest $8 billion into the second phase of development at Marina Bay Sands. This expansion will include new luxury accommodations, amenities, and gaming areas. Billions of dollars being invested by operators. In January, Marina Bay Sands reached an agreement with the Singapore Tourism Board, STB, to amend its development terms. The revisions permit an increase in the total gaming area for the resort's expansion project. In return, Las Vegas Sands said it would contribute an additional $1 billion to Singapore. Resorts World Sentosa, operated by Genting Singapore, has committed about $4 billion toward its expansion project, RWS 2.0. In November, the company began construction on a new waterfront development, which it expects to complete by 2030. As part of this initiative, Resorts World Sentosa plans to unveil a new hotel later this year. This will coincide with the launch of new retail and entertainment zones, such as a new retail area and the upcoming Singapore Oceanarium, also slated to open this year. Singapore's tourism strategy is also undergoing a long-term transformation. On Friday, the STB announced it is shifting its focus from tourism volume to tourism value. The government aims to increase tourism receipts to $38 billion by 2040, a target nearly 1.7 times higher than current levels. Singapore recorded 16.5 million international visitor arrivals in 2024. The STB unveiled further details of its Tourism 2040 roadmap, which centers on 3 core pillars: cultivating future demand, enhancing the country's appeal as a destination, and building a tourism sector equipped for the future. The MICE, meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions industry has been identified as a key growth driver within this framework. STB Chairman Melissa Au stated that tourism spending is expected to outpace visitor growth in the years ahead, with a strong emphasis on improving the quality of tourism experiences. Minister in charge of trade relations Grace Fu highlighted MICE tourism as a high-growth and high-value segment, with plans to triple its contribution to tourism receipts by 2040. As part of these goals, Singapore is considering the development of a dedicated MICE hub in the downtown core and the revitalization of key tourist zones, including Orchard Road and Sentosa. These initiatives, in conjunction with ongoing investments by the resort operators, are expected to play a critical role in shaping the future of Singapore's tourism landscape.